Fearless Fam, welcome to another episode where we shed light on topics most like to keep in the dark. This is your host Chubby, and today's elephant is a level 5. I know it's been a long time, but hi, we're back. We have been doing some little episodes here and there, but this lighting is amazing. Natural lighting is best. I love it. I have missed you all. How's everybody doing? But just let me know what's been going on. I know it has been a while since we have done a full episode. I mean, have you been hearing the little morning talks that I have been sharing on Spotify? Let me know what you think. Let me know if I should continue making them. I'm a chatterbox in the mornings, early thoughts. So usually I just have thoughts of things that I haven't expressed. So I was like, you know, let me bring it to Spotify. So yes, let me know what you all think about it, and I will continue them. I have some saved, so if I hear feedback or whatever, I will obviously, you know, post them all and let everybody hear them. Also, I know the world's in literal chaos right now. It is heartbreaking. And if y'all know me, y'all know we need to save the children, no matter where they come from. Ceasefire. But with that being said, today's episode, we will be talking about parasocial. This topic came to mind because I was having a lunch with one of my dearest friends, and she brought up this topic that I have experienced, yet I didn't know the name of it. And I think we all have experiences, unfortunately. But let's go to the definition. What is parasocial? What is it? It's involving or relating to a connection between a person and someone they don't know personally. To make it simple, parasocial relationships are one-sided relationships where one person extends an emotional energy, interest, and time, and the other party, the persona, is completely unaware of the other's existence. Parasocial relationships are more common with celebrities, organizations such as sports, teams, or television stars. So, tell me, have you gone through this? Like, pining over someone on social media and you're not even being malicious with it, it's just that you don't notice. But when you do, you stop, right? Some people don't. Then they become a little weird. We would like to use the word obsessive. They think they know the person, but they just keep messaging them several times, even after they haven't messaged you back. That should be a sign, right, to stop. Most people don't do that. But yes, parasocial can become scary at times. They can even go as far as stalking in person, social media. People create a whole life with this other person they don't even know. At their worst, parasocial relationships can encourage isolation, create conflict, and exacerbate mental illness. But if you're self-aware enough to recognize that a relationship is parasocial, you probably don't need to worry that your attachment is unhealthy, according to the Cleveland Clinic. But let's start as to why some people tend to form parasocial relationships. So according to KQED.org, one theory is called parasocial attachment theory, which suggests that forming parasocial relationship has a lot to do with your attachment styles. Attachment style describes how you relate to people and is thought to be influenced by how you bonded with your caregivers when you were young. People with avoidant attachment styles tend to not form these types of relationships, whereas people with more anxious and secure attachment styles tend to have their wider variety of parasocial relationships. But what are some of the downsides of parasocial relationships? Parasocial relationships can be problematic if they interfere with or take the place of real life relationships. For example, research has found that they can contribute to anxiety, loneliness, social isolation, especially if they involve social media. And there's research that suggests that intense parasocial relationships can be linked to addiction to social media platforms. And if someone feels a parasocial connection to someone who displays problematic or negative behavior or traits, then that person might also pick up some of those things as well. A perfect example of a collective grief of parasocial will be Princess Diana, Selena, David Bowie, Prince, Michael Jackson. The list goes on. Another example, according to the Cleveland Clinic Health Essentials, is the least common and most dangerous form of parasocial relationship is the borderline pathological type. In these situations, a person can no longer control their thoughts, feelings, or in some cases, their behavior. A borderline pathological parasocial relationship may lead to stalking or violence. So a question to you, Fearless Fam. Do you think parasocial relationship can be healthy? In some ways, parasocial relationship can appear safer because there's no risk of rejection, but there's also no possibility for a mutual relationship. Using a public figure as a way to find intimacy does not allow people to enjoy the healing benefits of true relationships, says Angela Amias, a licensed social worker and a clinical director of the Institute of Trauma-Informed Relationships in Iowa City, Iowa. But let's talk about ways to avoid parasocial relationships by Mark Travers in Forbes. So, acknowledging the illusion, celebrities project curated personas through media. What you see is selective portrayal, not their authentic selves. Engage in media consumption with a critical lens. Instead of passively absorbing every detail, actively question the motives behind the content, discern the context in which information is presented. Be mindful of sensationalism and clickbait, which are designed to provoke emotional responses. Establish clear boundaries of your social media consumption. Allocate specific time for celebrity content. Avoid excessive monitoring to preserve energy for real life relationships. Explore new interests. Often parasocial relationships flourish due to a sense of familiarity and comfort. Break the cycle by venturing into uncharted territories. Explore new books, movies, music, or art forms that capture your attention to broaden your horizons and redirect your focus from a single source of attachment. But taper media consumption. Introspect. Take time to access the depth of your emotional attachment to the celebrity or fictional character. Are you dedicating more time to their content than your real life interactions? Are you finding it challenging to disconnect from their virtual presence? Understanding the context of your involvement will empower you to make informed decisions. Trim interaction frequency. If you're closely following daily content, scale back gradually to a few times per week. An incremental approach can ease the transition while lessening the emotional impact of sudden detachment. Set digital boundaries. Unfollow or mute social media accounts, unsubscribe from notifications, or employ website blockers. This proactive approach will ensure that you regain control of your online consumption habits. Get set to change. Work on your attachment style. Uncover patterns, reflect on your emotional responses and behaviors in various relationships. Make note of the moments when avoidance or anxiety-driven patterns arise. Secure individuals tend to form balanced and healthy connections, while anxious individuals seek reassurance and validation, and avoidant individuals may distance themselves to cope with intimacy. This awareness provides the foundation for initiating change. Challenge your assumptions. If you lean towards an avoidant attachment style, challenge the belief that emotional distance is protective shield. Ask yourself about the origins of this inclination and its impact on your relationships. For those with anxious attachment tendencies, challenge the notion that constant reassurance is necessary for emotional security. Dissect the roots of this pattern and seek healthier ways to address your emotional needs. Mindful engagement, whether it's initiating vulnerability or soothing anxiety, practice mindful engagement. Gradually dismantle emotional barriers or employ techniques to navigate emotional turbulence if you tend to avoid emotional intimacy. Intentionally open up and muster the courage to be vulnerable. If anxiety drives your attachment style, practice self-soothing techniques to manage your fears and stressors. This was a lot of information, Fearless Fam, but I believe it is important, especially when you can see the patterns of someone else. Also, creating a parasocial relationship can also help someone, can prevent from anything happening. But as we said before, mental stability also contributes to these patterns, healthy or unhealthy. I brought this episode because parasocial relationships can lead to stalking. I will be providing some statistics on this because stalking and parasocial just goes hand in hand. So I thought that I needed to share that with you all. Please pause this episode to gather all the information, to absorb it. I know it was a lot, but I appreciate you all for always watching, for tuning in after so long. Thank you so much, Fearless Fam. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to subscribe, like, share, all the good stuff. Leave a comment if you liked the episode. And like I always say, stay fearless, everyone.